Well, the mayor of Los Angeles has just detailed a new partnership with the traffic app Waze to try and improve congestion in L.A. The city will get real-time data about traffic patterns and road conditions in exchange for providing Waze with details of road closures, construction, and film shoots that affect L.A. streets. In San Francisco, officials are also turning to technology rather than construction to mitigate traffic on I-80. They're calling it the I-80 Smart Corridor Project, and it involves mainly electronic signs. Joining us from KQED in San Francisco is Randy Durenberger, the program manager and designer. Randy, welcome.
Thank you very much.
And Christina Faraz is also with us. She is the I-80 Smart Corridor Project Manager. Christina, good to have you.
Thank you for having us.
And tell us, Christina, about this project. What exactly is it? It's going to be just signs that tell you as a driver what's coming up, whether there's been an accident, whether there's traffic?
So we're going to be installing ramp meters on 44 ramps along the corridor, and we're going to be managing the flow of traffic into the corridor. We have over 1,300 accidents on I-80 on a yearly basis. So when there is an incident, we're going to be turning on electronic signs to inform the drivers that there is an incident ahead and recommending that they slow down, they reduce their speed, because a lot of the accidents on this corridor are due to high speed.
And how is this different from the kinds of things that already exist in cities around the country where I'm sure all drivers have seen signs that say accident ahead?
In our case, we're going to have variable advisory signs. So we're actually going to be changing the speed limit on I-80. And we expect to improve safety by a minimum of 10%. And we also expect to reduce travel time by anywhere between 10 to 15%.
Wow. Randy, how is this different from some of these apps that exist now, like Waze, for example, which calculates traffic data and accidents and even lets you know where police are? It lets drivers sort of talk to one another.
Sure. What we're expecting is that this information along this corridor will provide drivers an even more real-time set of information as they're traveling through the corridor so that they know at precisely the point where they can be expected to start slowing down for congestion that's ahead of them, and also giving them information on which lane they should be in. Also, when drivers decide that they might want to get off the freeway to find their way around an incident, these signs will guide them through that corridor and tell them when they can go back to the freeway when they've passed the incident.
Is this all being done by computer, or are there people behind telling drivers what to do here?
There's both computers and people. So what's unique about this project is that the system will prompt a traffic management center operator of the strategy or the changes that should be displayed on signs, and then the operator will confirm that action from the center.
Now, this is a $79 million project, Christina, 133 signs, and this 24-hour traffic management center. Some may ask, would it be better to just either add lanes to the road or add some other ways for people to get around, put more money into public transit instead of putting more money into the highways?
Adding lanes on I-80 would be quite costly. Actually extremely costly, and there would be tremendous environmental impacts and needs for acquisition. So we're talking about $79 million just being a fraction of the cost that it would be to widen the freeway.
As you were designing this project, how much of the traffic that we have right now did you find is avoidable, that with something like this you could actually avoid it?
Well, we certainly saw some areas of the congestion that we felt could be improved through this project. In particular, one of the elements is ramp metering. And by spacing out the platoon of vehicles getting on the freeway, we're able to eliminate some of that stop-and-go congestion that you see where the ramp merges onto the freeway and the freeway traffic has to slow down to let people on.
And we also expect the ramps that will be metered. There will be lanes that will allow buses and high occupancy vehicles to have access to the main line faster.
Christina Faraz and Randy Durenberger, who are in charge of this new smart corridor project on I-80 in the San Francisco Bay Area. And guys, did you have any traffic problems today coming into the studio?
No, we took BART.
Okay. No, wait, is that fair? The highway designers are taking the subway there in San Francisco?
It sure is.
Well, thanks to both of you.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
It was a pleasure.